Is mic on? Episode 76. What's wrong with Orny Adams? What isn't wrong? What do you wake up every single day like me and think, what isn't wrong? I'm just confronted by wrongness every day. Nothing is good. There's no good news ever. Even the good news isn't good news enough to offset all the what's wrongness in the world. And don't turn on the news. Don't turn on your devices, which social media has basically become news. Like, we're inundated, we're bombarded with news of the world, and none of it is good. What's good? What's good? The economy, inflation, that sucks. We have wars going on. We have starvation, mass shootings. We have trains derailing. Does anybody remember the good old days when trains stayed on the track? They used to stay on the tracks. Why don't they anymore? I'll tell you why. Because they're all in a rush. They're going faster than they've ever gone. And the loads are too big. And so now they're going off the tracks. Nothing is right with the world. And so you sit there and you watch, if you want to watch TV, and you sort of want to be informed and understand what's going on in the world. And believe me, all we're doing is recycling arguments that I've heard my entire life. I am so sick of gun control. I'm so sick of the economy. Nothing is going to change because we're humans and we're the dumbest species in the world. We sit here laughing at the other species, but the other species probably have it figured out. We don't. We're dumb. We are just stupid. And so then you sit there and you watch the news and it's horrible, horrible, horrible. And then the commercials come on and they scare the crap out of you. Now, I don't know what shingles is. It just came out of nowhere. But apparently, shingles doesn't care about anything. This is what shingles the commercial says.
Good for you. Shingles doesn't care.
Shingles doesn't care. You're sitting there watching the news. You're scared. And meanwhile, all the movies, they're scary too. Nothing's uplifting anymore. There's no more have a Coke and a smile. It's all made... Please tell me that's a plane that's going to drop a bomb on me. It's all bad news. And then the commercials, they just scare... Shingles. There's one that says, shingles, the virus, that, if you're over 50, and I was like, I'm over 50, and you've had the chicken pox, the virus for shingles might be, the virus for shingles is inside you. That's what they say. The virus for shingles is inside you. And then apparently shingles doesn't care. They don't care about anything.
Shingles doesn't care.
Let's reboot this old one. Ladies and gentlemen, Heather with the theme. What's wrong with Orny Adams, episode 76?
Why is it always raining? Of our
funny little the whole world is cranky and short fused. I think the whole world needs a nap. We need a mass nap. Everybody's just depressed. Adams, put them together and what do you got? Where's this shingles commercials?
Wait.
Where is this?
What's his name again? His name's Orny. He's really, really funny.
Yes, he is very
What's
funny.
What's his name again? How do you not remember my
What's
name?
His name
like,
again?
I can't.
It's Heather talking to herself. Shingles doesn't care. Hey, Heather! That person doesn't know my name. Shingles doesn't care.
Shingles
doesn't
care.
Good for you. Shingles doesn't care. Look at this commercial. This is unbelievable. How long does this thing go on for? I'm going to wind this down. It's Heather with the theme, the What's Wrong with Orny Adams theme. I encourage everybody to do the theme, okay? You can cover it. I'll play it on the podcast. I'll give you credit. It'll be fun. I want to thank everybody that watches this podcast, whether you watch it on Patreon and you subscribe. I appreciate your support. Or you watch it on YouTube several weeks later. It's all appreciated. And to the listeners, my God, I like the listeners better because you don't have to see my face. I wish this was just an audio podcast. I really do. So I want to thank everybody, and I want to thank the people that are writing reviews and that are sharing this and the people that are coming to see my shows. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about where my shows are coming up, because this weekend I am in Houston, Texas. I will be at the Riot Comedy Club in Houston, Texas, March 31st, April 1st. Now, I go back to Las Vegas, the Jimmy Kimmel Comedy Club, April 13th through 16th. April 13th, Thursday through Sunday, April 13th through 16th. I will release a clip of me on the Adam Carolla podcast where I was making fun of Jimmy Kimmel, and then I go work for him. Then April 27th through 29th, I will be in Port Charlotte, Florida, another city in Florida. Florida sells out. Those tickets are going to go. So jump on that. I hope Vegas goes too. So April 27th to 29th, I'll be at the Vasani Comedy Zone in Port Charlotte, Florida. Then I've got some just one-off nights here in Southern California. Went so well at the Ice House in Pasadena last month, or is this month. I sold the place out, and hopefully that happens again. So May 13th, I will be at the Stand Up Comedy Club in Bellflower, California. Come. I've never been to this city. I want to pack the place. We have one show right now at 7 p.m. If it sells well, we'll add a second show. May 18th, I'm going back to one of my favorite clubs, and that's the Comedy Magic Club in Hermosa Beach, California. So I hope you can make it there. I'm thinking of recording some new tracks and releasing them out on the radio. Just some audio, and then we'll get to the video when we get to the video. You see what I'm saying? You picking up? Now check out this commercial. So you're sitting around. You're just trying to enjoy your day. Trying to figure out what's completely wrong with the world, which apparently is everything. And then this comes on to scare you.
My husband and I have never been more active.
Shingles doesn't care.
Doesn't care.
I go to spin classes with my coworkers.
Good for you. Shingles doesn't care.
Mocking her.
Because no matter how healthy you feel, your risk of shingles sharply increases after age 50.
Yeah, after age 50. Shingles doesn't care. I mean, listen to this guy. Shingles
doesn't care. Good for you. Shingles doesn't care.
Good for you. You know who cares? Is on your side. Nationwide cares. This is Brad Paisley. Sing it, Brad.
And Nationwide is on your side.
Isn't that just beautiful?
Shingles
Brad?
Doesn't care.
Shingles doesn't care, Brad. Is on your side. Sing it, Brad.
And Nationwide is on your side.
Shingles doesn't care. Good for you, Brad Paisley. But Shingles doesn't care. You know, I'm going to start a campaign. Orny Adams doesn't care. Because I don't care. I care about as much as Shingles does. Shingles is rude. What disease? No disease cares. Cancer doesn't care if you're working out. Right? Heart attacks. Why don't they have a commercial? Heart attacks. Heart attacks don't care. Cancer doesn't care. You know, someone's backing up. You know, as you get older and they scare you. Now, here's my thing. I never had chicken pox. So does that mean I can get shingles? Does the disease live inside me? I had the chicken pox vaccine. Is this car just going to pack up, back up to another city? Why do they have that sound? I mean, is it so people don't get run over? Is that happening so much that they have to interrupt my podcast with that beeping? I'll tell you who doesn't care about
Shingles
that beeping.
Care.
Shingles.
Good for you. Shingles doesn't care.
Good for
care.
You, beeping. Shingles. And then people say, I didn't even hear the beeping. Well, it's very loud in my ears. I went to get an eye exam. Oh, there it stopped. Thank you. It was driving me nuts. It's going to start again, isn't it? I went to get an eye exam because, you know, I'm having trouble seeing for the first time in my life. I never had glasses, and I started using reading glasses. And at first, I was uncomfortable wearing them in public, or like even on the podcast, you would see, I don't know if you've ever seen, but when I print out pieces of paper and read them, the font is like, 72 point. It's basically like a teleprompter. Trees are being killed because I have to print out numerous pages just to read a paragraph. And I was thinking about, why am I so self-conscious about glasses? And I think it harkens, if that's the word, back to when I was a kid, and glasses were seen as weakness. As a sign of weakness. The kid, and also it didn't help that the kid who was wearing glasses always had the sniffles and carried tissues with him or her. But glasses are not a sign of weakness. But I was really worried that my eyes were degenerating to the point where, like, I thought I was going blind because it happens fast. But the doctor said, the good news is my eyes are in decent shape and I just need reading glasses and they don't think it's going to get much worse. I'll tell you who doesn't care about me and my reading glasses.
Shingles doesn't care.
Yeah.
Good for you. Shingles doesn't care.
They don't care if I need reading glasses or regular glasses. Shingles doesn't care. I mean, this commercial, it's unbelievable. They're like, my son just won a trophy for basketball.
Shingles doesn't care.
That's right. Shingles doesn't care. My wife is cheating on me.
Shingles doesn't care.
What? No empathy at all? Shingles? I'm exhausted all the time. I have trouble sleeping. I'm anxious.
Shingles doesn't care.
Well, screw you, Shingles. I just won the lottery. I'm going to have enough money for the rest of my life.
Shingles doesn't care.
That's right. They don't care. You want to know what shingles is? Because I had one commercial. This is one that says the disease, the virus shingles is inside of you. It scares you. Listen to this. Is it raining again? Is that what the noise I'm hearing on the roof of Big Yellow? I'm in Big Yellow, by the way. I'm in Los Angeles, California. I do my podcast out of a Shasta, vintage Shasta. And you can hear all the noises. You heard beeping a few minutes ago. And it's like in the wild here in Los Angeles. This is the shingles commercial that will explain why you don't want to get shingles. What I'm saying is when I was a kid, I never heard about this disease. It's like this mesothelioma came out of nowhere. And now shingles. And so I don't know. Can somebody tell me, do I need the vaccine? I never had chicken pox. I talk about on stage how my parents tried to get me sick. And tried to get me chicken pox because the rub was if you got it when you're a kid, there was a better chance of survival. Like if you got it when you're older, you could become that thing where you can't have kids. Whatever that thing is called. So my parents were trying to protect me, but it was such a weird concept trying to understand why your parents were getting you sick. This is shingles. Listen to this commercial.
Like pulsing electric shocks, sharp stabbing pains, or an intense burning sensation.
Whoa, is this an STD?
Nightmare? It's how some people describe shingles, a painful blistering rash that can interrupt your life for weeks. Forget social events and weekend getaways.
Good.
If you had chickenpox, the virus that...
Good. I don't want to go. I don't want to go to your social event. I don't know if you can see the hat I'm wearing right now. I'll lean into the camera. It says phobia. This is, I introduced this on a podcast a while ago. I talk about on stage how everybody wants me to go to their parties. Now that I'm, you know, famous and I'm a big deal, everybody wants me at their parties and I don't want to go. I don't want to go. A lot of people have FOMO, fear of missing out. I have phobia, fear of being included. I don't want to go. So I have hats now. If you're in Houston this weekend at the Riot Comedy Club, you can buy one of the Orny Adams hats and they'll be on the website soon. And I'm wearing one that's green. Look at this one. This one is blue. See that? It's a blue phobia hat. And I've got a green one. And then we have shirts. We also have stickers and buttons. It's a whole campaign that probably will bankrupt me. Look at that t-shirt. Fear of being included club. You can join the Orny Adams Fear of Being Included Club. Do it. Do it now. And there's one. There's one that I'm not going to say for what gender, you guys decide, but this one, this is, it's got a lavender, and this is, this cut is for smaller, I don't even know, you can't say anything. So that's that, but listen, this is when the commercial tries to scare you, because 1 in 3 will develop shingles in their lifetime. If you've had chickenpox, the virus that causes shingles, well, why do they call it shingles? Why don't they call it chickenpox too? Part 2, chickenpox. Now listen to this. Listen to it's inside you. This is trying to scare you.
Causes shingles is already inside of you.
Oh.
It is already that causes shingles. If you've had chickenpox, the virus that causes shingles is already inside of you. If
I mean, you're sitting there. You're already upset about the news that the trains can't stay on the track. That you can't trust politicians. You don't know what the truth is anymore. You can't trust AI. And thank God. They're putting a halt on AI. You know, somebody made a promo the other day. This is artificial intelligence. They made a promo of me and the other people on the show with our heads and we're singing YMCA. Now, this would never happen in real life. This is what scares me about AI. AI's scary. They've got to stop it. And they've got to stop shingles. Shingles! You know what? You know who doesn't care that somebody made a promo with me singing YMCA?
Shingles doesn't care. Good for you.
Good
Shingles doesn't care.
You. I'd love to do this voiceover. Good for you. I'm going to make, I'd like to do a voiceover that Orny Adams doesn't care. So when people call me, oh man, yeah. Well, remember that project I was pitching? Well, network passed.
Orny Adams doesn't care.
Yeah. Hey, I broke up with my, girlfriend.
Orny Adams doesn't care.
Orny Adams doesn't care. Shingles has got the attitude of Orny Adams.
Shingles doesn't care. Good for you. Shingles doesn't care.
I'd love to do that voiceover. Shingles doesn't care. I got to tell you, since I'm talking about AI, at the end, I'm going to read Somebody Fell in Love with Me. I know that's shocking. But somebody fell in love with somebody pretending to be. Somebody was catfished by an Orny Adams. Now, why somebody is taking on my persona or my person or my identity, I can think of a lot of other people that they should use to try and pick up women, which is what this was, this case. And the person fell for it. And she sent me, I'm going to read this at the end, a 35-page chat that she had with fake Orny Adams. And this went on for weeks. Weeks. And I could tell you out of the gate. I can tell you by the email, it's not me. They were doing a Google chat, and the Google chat was, just so you know if there's anybody out there, OrnyAdams133@gmail.com. That's not me. I suspect that there's probably a lot of people trying to be me, but I speak in such a specific way, although this artificial intelligence, they can probably, you know, mock me. But this went on for 35 pages. And with this woman, Jan, and she's given me permission, I'm using only her first name, and to read this and go through it. And I just, this is another warning where you have to be so careful of what's going on in the world with this artificial intelligence. And it's really everywhere. In fact, when you call customer service now, we've yelled at so many people at customer service, the companies won't even let us talk to a person anymore. Now we have to talk to an AI, and they don't even come close to solving our problems. It's pathetic. So I'm going to get into that at the end. I want to talk about that. I talked about the glasses, the Phobie shirts, and I think it's time to get rid of all these devices. I really do. I think the world is depressed. I think we're just too connected and it's time for a nap. I'm calling for a worldwide nap. I think we all need a nap. We need to eat better, get rid of these fad diets. I'd like to examine what we're eating exactly. It doesn't feel like dairy products go bad anymore. When I was a kid, I grew up eating cereal every day. And the first one that got up had to go downstairs and smell the milk. And I was always an early riser. That's why I had a paper route. And I was always the first. I always had to smell the milk. When's the last time milk went bad? Cheese doesn't really go bad. Yogurts don't go bad. Like, it look maybe a little bit, but it doesn't go bad. Like, what are they putting in our foods? Is this why we're getting sick all the time? Is this why we're miserable? Is this why we're tired? Is it because the world has to move so fast? Everything is moving so fast nowadays. It's exhausting. It's exhausting. And I don't know how to slow it down. I really don't. I have such fear for where this is going. I was on making a little switch here. And by the way, if you want to email like this person that, Jan, that sent me this transcript, the email, it's very simple. It's whatswrong@ornyadams.com. whatswrong@ornyadams.com. If you want to find my Patreon or any of that stuff, go to teamwhatswrong.com. That's where all the audio is and stuff like that. But yeah, if I wasn't in this business. Like, if I didn't have to promote my shows this weekend in Houston or going up to Port Charlotte, going down to Port Charlotte or crossing down to Port Charlotte, I don't think I'd have social media. I know I wouldn't have TikTok. TikTok, I feel pathetically old. I scroll on that. I'm like, why would anybody watch me on here? Instagram, I don't think I would have that. I think I probably have Facebook to connect with people from my past, but I don't, it's not healthy. Like when I started this business, you would do a show and there was no place to post it. So you weren't hearing from people in Australia or Taiwan or Norway, their opinions. Like, why do I have to hear every single minute of the day people's opinions? And I'll say this about negative comments. They make me laugh. I'm not encouraging. I don't want people to do it. In fact, I think we should charge. Positive comments are free. We charge for negative comments. You want to leave negative comments on social media or under people's videos? Leave your problems out of my life. It's so reflective of who you are and how you feel as a person that you need to say something negative to kick down, to try and hurt somebody's feelings. Like somebody once said to me, hurt people hurt people. And that's genius. That sums it up. Hurt people hurt people. I'm looking at you. If you're hurting people, you're hurt. There's no reason. If you don't like somebody's stand-up comedy, because that's the field I'm in, or music, or their movies, or whatever, and they're just trying to entertain you, is there a reason to put them down? They always try and be funny and witty. It's not funny. It's not witty. Grow up. Get therapy if you need it. Talk it out with somebody. Go for a run. Feel better about yourself. But there's no reason. My favorite are the people that watch like my special. They'll watch the whole thing, and then they'll say something. But what's really going on is it just hit 2.7 million and it's just rolling. More Than Loud is rolling. And I'll tell you something, this is my final hope in my career, is that this thing just takes off. This thing hits like 10 million and then I'm selling tickets everywhere because I met with a touring company. Believe me, people are listening. People are seeing what's going on. The Orny Adams train not being derailed. And they're calling me in. We may be setting up a tour and playing some interesting venues, theaters. Yes. Trains are derailing. It's just weird times. It really is. It is just so bizarre. Should I read this letter? Should I go over this letter? Or this correspondence between fake Orny Adams and Jan. I don't even know, is this a robot she's talking to, or is this an actual person? Like, I don't understand. I asked her because we went back and forth a few times, and I appreciate her for being so open. And she said that she's ashamed, and she also felt a need to protect me. But I suspect this is going on. I suspect people, you know, catfish and use people's names, and it's just I don't understand the illness of why you do this. Are you trying to make a connection with somebody? Are you impersonating me because it feels good? Is this like when you're an Elvis impersonator in Vegas and you're do you admire me? Is that why you're doing it? Do you do it? Are you trying to get money? Because this person didn't ask for money, so it's strange. Although it did get, she said, and also she was embarrassed that it went on for so long before she figured it out. I would have figured it out sentence one. Sentence one, I can tell you it's not me. It's not the way I speak. Very, very clearly. Where is it? Where is this? This is not it. Here it is. So this started February 25th. And I said, did he ask for money? She said, no, he never asked. Or she, or it, never asked for money. So listen to this. February 25th, Orny Adams the fake person pretending to meet the catfish, Orny. I'm just going to call it the catfisher. The catfisher says hello with hand clapping emojis. Okay, right there, you have to understand, I've never used an emoji. I don't believe in emojis. I don't speak emojis. I think they're lame. I hate them. So right there, If this the FBI was profiling this, it would say this is an Orny Adams. He doesn't use emojis. So this is out. He's out. Correspondence one, gone. She says hello, exclamation mark. He says superb, exclamation. I use exclamation marks. I've never used the word superb. Sounds like something my second grade teacher would put on the top of my test if I did well. Superb. The catfisher says, it's nice having you here on Google Chat. She says, thanks. Any chances you're coming to, and names the state that she's in. Catfisher says, it's very possible. I'm in talks with my management about plans. Well, I have no management right now. I have no agents. I do it all myself, which is what a lot of people are doing now. A lot of people. So if I want to set up a tour, I go straight to a touring company. If I want to play these clubs, I call these clubs. If someone wants to book me for a corporate gig, they go to ornyadams.com and they hit contact or they hit book for corporate. It's so much easier not having people involved, unless, of course, I found the right person. And then Catfisher says, what are you doing right now? I hope you're feeling well today and also having a very splendid day. Is that splendid twice? Oh, superb and splendid. I don't use either of those words. Okay, she's right in. On Sunday, February 26th, that's the next day. Good morning, gorgeous. May your day begin with a smile. Oh, no, this is the catfisher. She didn't respond to splendid day. Catfisher goes right in. Catfisher pretending to me goes right into it the next day. Good morning, gorgeous. I never say that. Never met this person. May your day begin with a smile and happiness for your soul to embrace. I don't talk like I'm in a health food store. How are you today, my dear? I mean, this is... if I were to guess, this is a person that didn't grow up in America. I'll put it that way. She writes back, I am well, thank you. I'm excited to hear you're planning to come to her state. I am pleased, this is Catfisher, to know that you are doing well. What are your plans for the day? And she says, I'm going to a dog park, dinner with a friend. Truthfully, nothing exciting. You? And then she says, she talks about other venues that are in her state that, that I could perform at or the fake me. Catfisher Orny says, that sounds like fun to me. Do you have pets? Well, first of all, I don't care. You know who else doesn't care? She has pets.
Shingles doesn't care.
Yeah, good Shingles doesn't care that she has Shingles pets and I don't either. Care. She said she's going to a dog park. Why would she go to a dog park if she doesn't have friends? So this is a stupid catfisher. The fake catfisher, Orny, says, I'm having friends come over for dinner, enjoy some music and barbecue later. I'll keep that in mind. I admire your helping hand. Now I'm going, helping hand? What do you mean helping hand? I'm sure you make a huge difference in the lives of those around you. Helping hand, meaning what? Maybe with venue suggestions? So this goes on for 35 pages. She says what kind of dog she has, that she rescued the dog, that one of them's blind, has kidney stuff. Oi! This is becoming quite a friendship. Oh, and then she says, thank you for calling me gorgeous. I've been married several times, and and not one of my husbands ever called me gorgeous. How is that possible? Why would you marry somebody that wasn't attracted to you or called you gorgeous? And I've never seen this woman. I know nothing about this woman. And then she says, you're handsome. That's right. I'm handsome. I'm famous and handsome. But more importantly, you're funny. The man that can make me laugh, well, I better not say. Oh. It'll give us senior citizens a bad reputation. So she's older. Now this comes up later because he starts to shame her about her age. I think when he's like losing grip on her and she says, you have an amazing smile, share it with a nice woman for the rest of your life. Catfish Orny says, the kindness you show to everyone is inspiring. I really enjoy your unique perspective and you making me blush. You're making me blush right now. I don't blush. I don't think I've ever heard a man ever say, I'm blushing. That's why I think this is artificial intelligence or a bot or definitely not somebody from this country. I don't think, I'm probably not even a man, but I can tell you, I don't blush and I don't talk like this. And I'm telling you right now, if you want to contact me, you can contact me through my email, whatswrongatornyadams.com. On Instagram, it's verified, so that's me. But I'm not going on Google chat, and I don't have 35 pages of tolerance. I don't have the time for this. Ask the people who are in my life. I don't have time to respond to most correspondence. I certainly, if I was attracted to somebody, like, I mean, this could happen. I don't know this woman. I don't know a lot of people. But, you know, if you reach out to me and I thought I was attracted to you, I would get on the phone. And this is the other thing. Vet me. If you think it's me and I'm, you're falling in, like there's a romance happening here, ask for like a personal picture, holding up a sign or something, or ask for proof. This person is way too trusting. Now, she said she's older, so she doesn't get the technology, so I can see how this can happen. But just because an email has Orny Adams in it, or a web page, or a social media page, doesn't mean, it's not me. I'm verified on everything. On everything. And I'm way too guarded to have these conversations with people. Way too guarded. Now, I haven't read all this, but they talk about what they had for breakfast, fake catfishing Orny, more emojis, your intelligence and conviction are powerful, and I admire that a lot. And she's not really saying anything that's, I'm sorry, Jan, that's intelligent or powerful. I don't think. I'm skimming. Wishing you a happy and productive day. I'm just not, the name of this podcast is What's Wrong with Orny Adams. I'm not this positive. I'm not wishing you a splendid day, or the bot just say, a happy and productive day. Listen, I'm in the mud all day. I suspect most people are. I'm not going to sit there and fake cheerlead you. Well, it's just past 4 p.m. here in California. You are 3 hours ahead and should be preparing for dinner. Well, this person, now it's getting creepy. So the person knows I'm in California, knows where she is. And I'm just, I mean, this is, I don't know what page we're on, but this goes on and on. Oh, on February 28th, 7 p.m. Is this really you, Orny? I'm starting to think it's a bot. Okay, she's catching on. He writes, a bot puts a computer emoji. That's kind of funny. Okay, so I have multiple personalities. Screw you. I don't have multiple personalities. I have one. It's this. Come see me on stage. It's this. Come see me on come watch this podcast. It's me. It's this. Hang out with me outside of this. It's this. See me on other podcasts. It's this. I'm this. I'm the least multiple. I'm not saying I'm a single personality. I'm not saying it's a great one. I mean, I wish I had multiples to go in and out of. I wish there was a joyful, happy, you know, encouraging Orny, but it isn't there. My life as a public figure differs from who I am privately. You're wrong. This bot, now this scammer's pissing me off. Now I want to find out who this is. I understand. Apology for doubting you. Forgive. So he convinced her just with that sentence right there. Or she, or bot, this catfisher pretending to be me. Yes, of course, your apology is accepted. I hope your day went well. Wishing you a good night's sleep. More emojis. Jeez. My day was awesomely productive. I mean, these two are just... Don't we have AI that people can talk to and be told stuff like this? I mean, I feel like there should be an AI. If you want to be told you're gorgeous or smart or whatever, it will do that. This is a sick world. See, this is what I'm saying. When we lived in small towns and villages, there was none of this. We were just, you know, you knew who you were talking to. Now you don't know who you're talking to. You got to be really guarded and don't fall for this crap. More talk about dinner, more talk about her dogs, real basic. I don't talk about food. I get into it. I get deep with people. Wishing you a great day. March 1st. Catfisher calls Jan sweetheart. Good morning, sweetheart. Now we're into sweetheart. I hope your day is starting off quite well. I mean, this is like British English. Hello! You're always fun. How does this thing know this? If you need listening ear, this is Jan, please feel free to share what's bothering you. Yeah, that's what my podcast is for. That's the other thing, everybody. Oh, and I have an email I'm going to end with from a listener that found something wrong with the world. That's how we'll close this. If you want to know what's bothering me, come to a show. If you want to know what's bothering me, listen to this podcast. I'm pretty open with what's bothering me. Right now, it says catfisher. Okay, this is what the catfisher says is bothering the catfisher. I just don't know where to start from. I'm just angry that things are not really working out very well for me. Tired of pretending that I am happy. I'm tired of living a life that pretends acting as if I'm happy, but deep down, I'm not happy. Now it's irresponsible. Now this person can be sued. Now I want to sue this person. Whenever I am alone, when I think about life, I cry. Oh my God, why would anybody believe that this is me? Things would be, it's not the way I thought things would be. I really want to just be happy as much as I make people happy. Oh boy. What are your expectations? I'll tell you what my expectations are, Jan. Lower them. Lower them, because like Shingles in the rest of the world, nobody cares.
Shingles doesn't care.
No.
Good for you. Shingles doesn't care.
The world doesn't care. And then March 1st, hello, are you okay? I guess he stopped contacting. She said, please get back to me. And then I see you were podcasting. Okay, you're okay. I mean, oh, gosh. Why is she falling for this? Why is she falling? Why? Would you fall for this? Has anybody else been catfished by a fake Orny Adams? This is what the fake Orny Adams catfish is. Everything is not as it seems. It is hard for me to find someone that will love me. Someone who I can call my own. Oh, yeah, I want to own something. Yeah. And someone that will be with me forever. I just want to be happy like normal men. Oh, my God. Just want to have a woman that will love me forever. I just want someone that will... You understand, this isn't me. Someone that will love me forever. I am old enough to know what I want and tired of different relationships. I really don't care about beauty or look. Bullshit! Okay, that's how you know this isn't me. I really don't care about beauty or looks anymore. This AI thing has no idea who they're impersonating. I just want someone to love me forever. Someone I can call my own. Very possessive. Okay, the thing keeps going on. Everything is not as it seems. I really don't care about... she says... I don't want any more heart. She says, I'd have to agree with you, my friend. It is unfortunate that most people look at what they take from the table than what they want to bring to it. I once had a clergy friend tell me that there is no 50-50 marriage. It's 100% from both people. Fake Orny, you are my favorite person to talk to. Thank you for listening and caring heart. This is garbage. I'm so glad I didn't read this until just now. Oh, this is only halfway. I can't. It's so disturbing. And then they start attaching poems, sending poems to each other. So let's get towards the end here. March 12th. I'm just picking up randomly. Oh, boy. Oh, this is random. Look what I found. What? Fake bot, Orny. What is your ideal first date? I've never had a first date, Orny, so I don't know. What do you mean you've never had a first date? My X amount of husbands, more than two, and I knew each other as friends within a group of friends before we became a couple. So it's hard for me to say. Maybe coffee or lunch or a museum. I love aquariums, blah, 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 blah. You can have no pressure conversation while doing it. Oh, yeah, bullshit. Bullshit. You get to know each other slowly and take a walk in the park. Well, this sounds boring. It tells you so much about the person's outlooks of you, but God, what happened to tequila? You can use this suggestion on any date that you have. Ready? Fake bot, Orny. My ideal is some romantic dinner. Okay. It will be very special, so you can feel the love in the air. Love is very sacred for me, and I want the best for us. What are your turn-ons? Okay, now this is where she gets uncomfortable. Jan writes, I'm independent with touch of old-fashioned, I'm independent with a touch of old-fashioned mixed in. It isn't what most people would think. A long, warm hug, some anticipate. I don't know. I don't want to read this. It's so personal. But this is when she started to suspect something was wrong. I suspected something was wrong when I read the first emoji. And they agree. The fake bot of me agrees with everything that she's saying. They want to go to museums and not talk or something. And then, again, calls her a sweetheart. Hi, sweetheart. I hope your week started off great. I haven't been feeling well, so I took yesterday off to rest. First of all, here's the other thing. Orny Adams never takes a day off to rest. I just don't. Never even heard. I don't even know what that means. If I'm not feeling well, I just do a different type of work. Online work, I write, whatever it is. And I still perform. I've performed with the flu. I've performed with shingles.
Shingles doesn't care.
That's right.
Good for you. Shingles doesn't care.
Oh, no, I'm sorry to hear this, she writes. I hope you're feeling better today. Please take care of yourself. This is just going on and on and on. They're talking about the dog again. The bot says, I hate being by myself. I'm pretty much self-sufficient. I love being by myself. I get so much done. It's so fantastic. I'll make you breakfast in bed and tickle your feet and pour out my heart. This bot's a pig. This catfisher pretending to me is a pig. Tickle your feet and pour out my heart to you, sweetheart. Heart emoji. Right from the start, I felt very positive about you. My feelings for you is growing in excitement. Do you watch these shows? Does anybody watch 90 Day Fiancé? This is why you watch these shows. Because you realize how full of crap people are that talk like this. This is my own 90 Day Fiancé living out on paper. I'm watching a fake version of me catfish an older woman. And it goes on, and then it gets to the point where he shames her about her weight. She says, I'm such a lightweight. My two glasses are on, I'm sleeping. Where does this end? Where does this end? She's talking about coming from the office. And then on Friday, some date, I'm jumping on to say goodnight. There's quite a friendship that these two should probably meet. She has a headache. He apologized. Sorry that you have a headache. I want to get to the end of this where I'm going to go to the bottom because I think she calls him out at the end or not, but she got very suspicious. I'm sorry. I'm just seeing this message now. She writes, it's all good, my darling and gorgeous lady. How could you ever? I'm sorry, Jan. You've seen my stand-up comedy. You've listened to this podcast. You know I would never say, it's all good, my darling and gorgeous lady. I wouldn't say this. And I'm not saying this. I don't want you to be upset. I'm just all worked up. I'm just fired up. Because I don't want you to be ashamed. I can see how you can block this in your head, thinking it's me and creating excuses for why I would talk like that. And I'm just being comedic when I say, why would you fall for this crap? I know people fall for this crap. I apologize. I know you're a fan. I'm sorry that you were taken. But to me, I guess because I know myself very well, this clearly isn't me. And how are you feeling today? It writes, the catfisher, enjoying spring and your day at the office. Here's another thing. I don't know what season it is. Jan writes, is this really you, LOL? She has to soften it with LOL. No, really, I need to know. I'm not participating in this conversation moving forward unless you care to reassure me that it's you, Orny. And he writes, I really don't know what to tell you. It seems that you're having second thoughts about my advances towards you because I'm a public figure. Well, that does sound like something I would say. You should know that we're all humans, and irrespective of our social status or class, I wouldn't treat you any different. Bullshit. I would. I'm famous. I get treated differently because I'm famous. I wouldn't be anywhere without people who truly love and support my work. I hope you have a wonderful day. And she said, you too, whoever you are. And that's when she contacted me on Facebook. And verified. I verified very quickly. I had not had a 30-page, 35-page conversation or some romance on paper with her. I'm sorry that you went through this. And I'm being comedic about it because it's so absurd to me. But this goes on. And I'm reading this because I want everybody to know that this goes on and to be guarded. And it sucks we live in this world where shingles doesn't care. And you have to be guarded every single transaction. Every transaction, everything you buy, you've got to worry about them keeping your information. You've got to worry about somebody stealing your credit card. We live in such a corrupt, dirty world right now. You can't believe truths. It's ugly. That's what's wrong with the world. So it sucks. Because you used to be able to fall in love. And you used to be able to believe in this stuff. But this romance that you see in movies does not exist anymore. It's over. It's over. Until we throw out all our TVs, our phones, our computers, our iPads, everything. We throw it all out and we go back to living in small villages. We're screwed as a society. There's no coming back from this. We're in a massive depression. Nobody wants to say it. I'm saying it. The world is in a massive depression. People aren't returning phone calls and texts and emails like they used to. Work's not getting done like it used to. Nobody is respectful. People only get back to you if they think they need something. We're in a depression. Productivity is down. It's down. And everybody's hurt. And some people are hurting more, hurting so much they're hurting other people, either shooting people or doing this crap with the catfishing or leaving shitty comments under people's posts. There's no need for any of this. Take a nap, everybody. Everybody take a nap. I'm tired of it. I want to live in a world where it's a little bit better than this. I don't think it's ever going to go back to. I've been watching The Sopranos, and life, I know there's a lot of killing in there, but life was so much easier. They weren't on their phones all the time. In the second episode, I'm rewatching it from the beginning, Christopher gets in the car with Tony. Tony's the Soprano. He's the boss. At this point, he was a capo, an underboss. And he gets in the car. Christopher picks him up. And he says, Christopher, did you call that guy back? Christopher says, no, I got in late. And Tony says, well, he gets up at 6 in the morning. Did you call him this morning? He goes, no, I haven't had a chance yet. And Tony goes, you call him the minute we get in. Now, if it was now, they would text the person immediately. They get on the phone immediately. Like, I'm sick of the immediacy of life. I was out to lunch the other day with a friend who got the news whether they had cancer or not in the middle of a lunch. Now, in the old days, they used to go home and check the machine, or they called the doctor before they left the house, or call later. But now, I'm not equipped to handle the news. Thank God the person didn't have cancer. But if they did, I'm not equipped to handle that. I'm not equipped to be the therapist. And why in the middle of my rigatoni do I have to deal with this? Do I have to process this? We have to be prepared to get shit news all the time. Because of technology, we have to be on at all times. FaceTime? I'm sick of people FaceTiming me. You want to FaceTime me? Text me first, okay? And most of the time, I don't want to FaceTime because your face adds nothing to the conversation. And inevitably, a couple of seconds into the conversation, the person turns the FaceTime into a mirror and starts like playing with their hair and adjusting. Like, there's no reason to people want the 24 hours a day have to be prepared to FaceTime. It's out of control. We can't shut off anymore. If you work for somebody, they expect you to be available at all times. It's an illness. We can't keep up with this pace of life, at least not this generation. Maybe future generations will adjust, but we can't. We can't. And I know I sound fired up, and I know who doesn't care.
Shingles doesn't care. Good for you. Shingles doesn't care.
Shingles doesn't care. Shingles could care less. All right, this is an email that came in to whatswrong@ornyadams.com. whatswrong@ornyadams.com email. This is a person that had an experience that I could see myself having. This seems very like an Orny experience, and she was as shocked as I would be. So listen to this. She doesn't want me to share her name. Had to share this. Not sure it's the right place. Maybe Orny can use it. Went to my local grocery store, Publix. They sell sub sandwiches in the deli section. Went to order a couple of subs for me and my daughter. And first thing the deli lady said was, "We're out of lettuce." She said, "Huh? This is a grocery store. There's a produce section right over there with lettuce. Can't you go get lettuce from there?" She said, "No." So she said, "Well, what if I go over there and get a bag of shredded lettuce? Can you use it for the subs?" And she says, "If you want to buy it, yes." Now this is the buffoonery. Okay, nobody wants to work once. One. Two, nobody can think out of the box. They're afraid to make a decision. Like if I was there, I'd be like, "Of course." I'd just go over and grab it. And then later I'd say to the manager in that section, go, "Hey, I took a bag for the subs." So she said, I go over, I get the bag and stop to talk to the produce man. He says, "I don't have to buy it." So she was going to buy it. They can transfer the code from the produce to the deli. He walks to the deli, tells the lady, then asks for the deli manager. Oh boy. Oh boy. Big to do. This is where I walk out because I go, they're going to spit in my sub. They're not going to make this sub right. This is not. Now she's getting the whole deli department fired. No wonder we can't get anybody to work. No wonder we can't get anybody on the phone anymore. Deli guy says, "No, I'm not going to do that." Meantime, the deli lady is angry, tearing open the bag of lettuce and grumbling. I walked away. I don't want the angry energy in my food. Oh, good. She didn't. Smart. On the way out, I see the store manager who knows what happened. I asked him why they can't just use some of the bags of the shredded lettuce in the produce department. He says they're for the customers. I mean, there you go. There you go. Does that sum up the world? We're screwed. You want to know what's wrong with Orny Adams? I can't. And this is the real Orny Adams talking. I can't, it's complete and utter buffoonery. And it's why nobody wants to leave the house anymore. And that entire deli department needs a nap. That's all I have to say. And that's why I have a fear of being included. That's why I've taken myself out as much as I can. You want to talk to me? I'm talking to you right now. I'm looking into the camera. I'm doing it from the comfort of my property. I'm in my Shasta and Big Yellow, and I'm talking to you directly. You want to hear from me? Come to one of my shows. That's what's wrong with Orny Adams. Thank you, Ernesto Hurtado, for mastering the audio. Listen to these guys singing about Orny Adams. Still raining out here in Los Angeles. Come see one of my live dates. I'm going to be in Houston, Vegas, Port Charlotte, Florida, Bellflower, California, Hermosa Beach, California, ornyadams.com/tour for dates. Bringing this down. We're going to, the shows are fun. That's the only thing I'm good at is stand-up comedy. I'm a mediocre podcaster. That's the truth. I'm not even being humble. I know I'm not great at this. I'm great when I'm on other people's because they got it down. They got producers. They got help. Lord knows what I'm doing. I need a nap. Do you know what it's like to live in a crappy world and then be yelled at by commercials? What is that? That's not what I meant to play. Well, thank you very much. This is episode 76. What's wrong with Adam? Orny Adams. What's wrong with Adam? Yeah. That's who I used to be. That's for sure. Where's the, here it is. Ready? Just remember, this is how I'll close it up. Just remember, if you're having a bad day, just remember, if you're having a bad day, Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide is on. I'll tell you who isn't on your side.
Shingles doesn't care.
They don't care.
Good for you. Shingles doesn't care.
So in a world where nothing cares, you know what else doesn't care?
Shingles doesn't care. Good for you. Shingles doesn't care.
Thank you very much. I tip my hat to everybody. Have a wonderful week. Hopefully it won't suck too much for you.